Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Grassroots on our special edition show where we're now hosting live here from our studio. We're having an open house celebration, which is an awesome experience and opportunity, and we really, really, really want to thank BBS Radio for being able to make this show possible. The reason why we are having this open house is because for many years, I, your CEO of Grassroots Community Network, has always thought we have so much to offer that many people would not have the opportunity to hear the things that we have to say or experience our workshops if we just had an office. So for many, many years, over three decades, we have been traveling around to folks. From Miami to Maine, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Albuquerque, Texas, to Minnesota, we have gotten around. But as I continue to get older, and if you've looked on the website and looked at my picture or my images, you can tell one thing's going on. I'm getting older. And the thing that I have to do is pass on my experience, my legacy, to other folks so that the work that we have done will continue to carry on. So I want to thank you for joining us today. Our many sponsors from Bank of America, California Credit Union, BNI Group Home, Bridge Builders Network, the Chiropractic Institute for Medicines. I'm forgetting somebody, and I hope my sponsors don't get mad at me, but I'm trying my best because one of these rare times, like Chuck Hearn used to say, oh, it's nervous time. Okay, and I think that is really important that you guys understand this is a really big opportunity for our radio show to be able to have people who are coming out today in groves to support what we are doing. We really, really, really appreciate it. What we're going to be doing today, we're going to be interviewing a number of real live movie stars, which is a unique experience that some of you listeners will have an opportunity to hear these people live. We'll also have some performances where people will be able to listen to some acts from some really talented young up-and-coming groups as well as some established groups. And that's a treat in itself. I'm kind of trying to build up the suspense here, but I've always been known to not hold water that well, so I'm just going to let y'all know. We got Bruce Herless, who has played in Heroes, Relic, Park and Recreation, Me, You, and a Bag and Bamboo, Snowmen, and Hans Prince. Now, that's just the first actor. We got Andre and Jacob Miller from Grey's Anatomy and Scrubs. Y'all know who that is, okay? We also have Paul Butler, who's played in My Sister's Keeper, Children of the Corn, A Single Man, Sonny with a Chance, and Players. Cody Hamilton from Dreams and Shadows, Trust Me, and The Young and the Restless. Now, you ladies out there, y'all probably know exactly what it is, those who watch those daytime stories, okay? We also have Kyle Silverstein from House, Cold Cash, Life on Mars, Lily Silverstone from Good Morning Sunshine, and we also have Jordan Butler, who from Playhouse on Disney, Little Tykes, C, The Little Fresh Boys, and that's just to name a few. We have Darren Early and a few other folks that are going to be live on the air, and I think it's really important that you guys know that these actors are not being paid to come out and support what we are doing. I think it's really important that you really, really know that they are dedicating their time. The children that we work with for many years, most have come from group home, foster care, as well as probation camps, and what we call the most at-risk youth. What is an at-risk youth? When we know most of the kids in an inner city is what we consider at risk. Well, I think it's really important that you really understand these kids have had abuse, neglect.
It's usually fun.
Okay, good. Good. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Please have a seat, okay? The reason why I wanted you to come in here, because this is all about family, okay? And our agency has been in business. Since 1983, 1988 officially, meaning that we started thinking about it, okay? And we really know how important it is to be and to have a mother come out. But it's all about this support network. And you are Mom, so we can't ignore you either, okay? Mom, pretty soon.
I had me. Helped me. It was actually my mom.
What? She goes, oh, he's so cute. That would happen?
Well, yeah.
Really? Okay. Where is he going to go with this? Where do you think he's going to go?
I think he just likes the industry. So I think the director, he does what he does.
You know, he used to be played on Andy Griffith. And eventually he wanted to... producing a lot of movies. He played in Happy Days. Do you anybody name? And he grew up to be a really big famous in the acting field. Well, maybe that's you. You know, I just want to thank you guys for coming out. And as you mingle around with everybody, one of the things that's going to happen, you see a lot of kids. Unfortunately, these kids have been abused, they've been neglected, thrown away. So where you are at today is really, really a unique opportunity so that they can feel normal just being around you. Because sometimes they don't feel normal, okay? Because they get a different mom and daddy every day. You know, how is that? Would you like to have a different mom and daddy every day? But never been the same one?
Not really, huh?
Okay. So this is a unique experience. What are you playing in now? You're working?
College of Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah, that was fun. Good. Heroes. Just came out like two weeks.
So we can't talk about that?
We don't know when it's going to be out yet.
Was it fun making it?
Yeah.
Is it scary? All the movies are fun. Did y'all hear what he said? All the movies are fun. Well, this show is being heard on BBS Radio because we know radio, the biggest radio is actually the internet, believe it or not. People turn, used to be a thing called AM radio, and then they had a thing called FM, and people say, well, why would we want FM? And now it's all about the internet because even our listeners, we only started this part here 8 weeks ago. We went from 51 listeners the first week to now we're a little bit less than 19,000 people a month, okay?
Wow.
So... And that's all across the country. We now have a co-host in China. And so I don't know how popular you are in China, but now that they have had a chance to listen to you, do you have a website or is there any way people can find you and keep up with you?
Yeah, actually, do have a website. It's called,
they can see you. Yeah. And the next up and coming movie that we don't know exactly when that one's coming out is The Relic Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mom, is there anything special about working with a kid in the movies that you think is different than working with a regular kid, if there's a such thing? No disrespect.
Well, no, I have three kids. And
okay.
Bryce is the middle.
Okay.
Child, and my oldest one does more athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Types of things, right?
Okay.
And then my youngest one, I have a six-year-old, and she's really not in the industry. I think it's something that a kid has to really want to do.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think it's something a parent can keep pushing. pushing and pushing, because if the kid doesn't want to be there, it's not going to work.
Would you tell her if you didn't want to do this?
Yeah.
Really? How would you say it? This is your big role. I don't know if we want to do this part, huh?
No, he would probably say, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, even how far, maybe like after the like an audition, I would just say, I really don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, if you had the opportunity to play in one big movie, let me give you an example. Would it be something like Star Trek, or what's that one where it's kind of like a medieval? Type stuff. Is there any movie that you really like to be in? Who knows who's listening? Maybe one of those producers are here, or one of their receptionists go, hey, you know this kid really wants to be in this? What movie would it be?
I don't have one, but my main goal is to be like a comedy movie.
A comedy movie?
Yeah.
What's your main goal in acting? What show?
My main goal in acting is to be a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Folks, you guys have been listening to Bruce Herless.
Bryce.
Bryce. Say it right. Bryce. B-R-Y-C-E. I'm so sorry. I'm a little dyslexic. And I got my glasses on. Hell, but not as I remember it. I got a question, Mom. Take a picture of you guys.
Sure.
Okay. Y'all see this kid right here? Say your name. That's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Okay. And what's going to happen is I'm going to just take a picture real quick of you guys. Just go ahead. Sit down. Have a seat.
Sure.
If it's okay. And I need you to scoot over there right now. Right there with him. And... Wow. So nobody can know people on our internet?
Nope.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Great. Now, the other question is, will you be able to kind of stick around? We're going to have a little bit of entertainment.
We would love to
and let you see some of the things that's happening.
Yeah.
And this is a fundraiser. So you got a quarter?
Yeah, you got
some
quarters.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm serious. I know it sounds weird, but see, in group homes or nonprofit agency, we have to know how to beg for our kids, because they don't know how to say, hey, can we... have money to help our programs out, because half the time, but well, it's performing arts, so they have to learn, right? So hopefully you'll stay around. Are you getting hungry yet?
Oh, not really. I'm
okay. Fine. You ever ate soul food?
Have I?
You say you'll eat.
Okay. Because we got some chitlins, okay? You know what chitlins are?
Tomatoes.
Oh, tomatoes, no. Chitlins are?
Okay.
Oh, you're lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Folks, you just got through hearing one of our... You... You guys really look alike. Have a seat. Pull up a chair. My name is Al Brown. What's your name?
Jacob.
What's your name?
Andrew Miller. Jacob and me have the same last name, but not the same middle name. Jacob's is Alan and mine is James.
I got a question for you. Do you ever wake up sometime and you go in the mirror and you go, I don't look like myself. Am I the other kid today? You ever get yourself confused with who you are?
No.
Do y'all always answer questions together sometimes like that?
Yeah.
What, do you send a memo? We're going to answer together? Do you type out something? How does that happen?
Well,
here, I need you talking to the mic.
We are twins.
Okay. And how old are you?
And we're both seven.
Both seven. Who's the oldest?
Andrew.
I was born
4 minutes before Jacob.
4 minutes. Oh, so you're the old guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm the old guy.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, we're
on the same day. Okay. Well, I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions, and I think it's going to be really important that we find out a little bit more about you. Okay? So... are you planning any movies right now?
Last time, last thing we were, it was actually our daddy who was directing.
Really?
It's called Pirates of Penzance.
Okay, okay. Was it fun?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it was.
Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want her in here if it's okay. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Have a seat over there. We don't want to hide from you. I want you totally involved, too, because this is about families, okay?
Sure.
And most of the time, you do exactly what moms do. You stand on the outside, let them do their thing. But we're glad to see you, too.
Thanks.
All right, good. Now, folks, you're listening to Grassroots Talks on BBS Radio, and we are really delighted to have the twins. Come on, say your names.
Jacob.
Andrew.
Jacob.
Okay, and you guys are how old again?
Seven.
All right, and what have you played on?
Pirates of Penzance.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
What was so fun about it?
That we got to be pirates, and my favorite song was With Cat Like Trev.
Really? Is that what you liked about it too?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever heard, did you know that some kids don't have parents?
Yeah, they're called orphans.
Orphans, okay.
Do you know how we know that?
How did you know that?
Pirates of Penzance.
Oh!
Major General was describing himself as an orphan, but he wasn't really.
Really?
But the last three ships they took proved to be manned entirely by orphans.
Okay. Excuse me one second. Mom, can you tell that kid I need him in here, that big kid? Okay. You folks out there, as you guys know, this ain't our standard radio, so I need you folks to know. We're going to do a few unorthodox things, okay? And we got JT just coming in here. He's also representing Morrell's Farmer Boys Home. Say hello, JT.
Yeah.
All right. JT and I kind of go back a few years. Twins, say hi to JT.
Hi, JT.
Okay. JT, we glad to have you out here. JT has come all the way from Antelope Valley. Y'all know where that is?
No, we don't know where that is.
That is far, okay? And we're going to have him come on the radio in a minute, but since he drove way out here, you know how you got to acknowledge your guests and say hi? We wanted to say hi to JT. Say hi again, JT.
Hi, JT.
Now, watch this. He's going to come back later, so say bye, JT.
Bye, JT.
Okay. We'll talk to you in a minute, okay?
All right.
Great. Now, how long have you guys been into acting?
Like from 2008 to 2009.
Oh, you guys are veterans, so you've been in the business a long time, huh? You know your way around, don't you? Okay. Now, what does Mom do when you guys are acting?
She sits in the audience.
Okay. Is she a good audience participation? Really?
Yeah. And for Pirates of Penzance, it was on Sunday. That was the last day. That was the real show. Our grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Our grandpa named Bob, and our grandma died. But now I think grandpa's gonna marry a new one. For grandma, her name is Lorena.
Lorena?
Yeah. And our Aunt Kathy came to see it.
Really?
Pirates of Penzance.
Did Aunt Kathy like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you played in anything else?
Grey's Anatomy. Scrubs.
Grey's Anatomy and Scrubs?
Did I play in Scrubs twice?
Okay, okay. I got to ask this. Do you all know how to do an autograph yet?
Yeah.
Mom, can I have an autograph? How much do it cost? Okay, okay. This is my VIP guest list, and I need you to write your names down here. Oh, gosh, that ain't the one. It's on here somewhere. You ever notice how sometimes grown-ups just can't find stuff? They're, like, looking all over, and you're like, don't he know what he's looking for? But that's okay. Do you see your name over here somewhere? It should be over there somewhere, and if you find it, write your name next to it for me, okay? All right, this is what I need you to do. I need Mom. I need to talk to Mom, okay? Cool. Mom, I need you to pull over here to a microphone. I know this is a little unorthodox, but
right.
Sometimes I do things spontaneous, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. So,
hey.
There you go. I figured you guys got along well enough. I need you to go ahead and speak into the mic.
Okay. Hi.
Whose idea was it to put these youngsters in movies and television?
Probably both my husband's and I.
Really?
My daughter's 10, and she's been in the business since she was 10 months old. So when our manager heard that I was having twins, he was very excited.
Because they just knew they was going to be as cute as a button, right? Okay. Well, I think the issue now is, now that they're there, do you think that they really like it?
I do. I think that Andrew likes it more than Jacob.
Write it on the bottom.
I actually think that Jacob likes on stage more than on screen, and Andrew likes on screen more than he likes on stage.
Really?
So it works out.
How long do you think they'll stay in the business?
I really don't know.
Okay. What if one day they said, I don't want to do this no more?
I'm okay with that.
You are?
We stop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, folks? There's a myth going on that these soccer-type moms what do they call you guys? I know they got a name for it.
Oh, stage moms?
Stage moms.
Yeah.
They're just doing it because they didn't get the fame, so they're living through their kids' lives.
Nope.
Not true. Y'all should see her. She is shaking her head. There are many kids that we work with who do not have regular homes, okay?
Sure.
They are in foster home, group home, and in camps. And thank you, gentlemen, for the signatures. They really, really miss what you're doing right now. Somebody to pick them up, hold on to them, rock them in there and in their arms and just give them that unconditional love where they don't even have to say they care. You just know they care.
Right.
I am so really honored to see a parent do what you're doing. But the second part that really moves me is that you have stepped up and came out here to support what we are doing. This is really, really good, okay?
Thank you for
having me. It is an open house fundraiser. To have the celebrities like you guys come here, since you know what orphans are. The only thing I want you to do, and I know this is going to sound kind of weird, can you tell who's an orphan and who's not? Is it because all the orphans have something stamped on their forehead that says orphan. Is that true?
No.
Right. So is there something unique about a kid who's in a group home or an orphan?
Because you can actually know if they have parents and they say no, and they're an orphan.
Really?
That's okay. What an orphan is. They don't have parents.
But you can't tell just by looking at them, huh? You can? You can. Okay, cool. Because guess what? I ran away 15 times before I was 15 years old.
Wow.
That means
15 times?
Yeah, that meant things weren't right at home. So I wish they would have had them. At least 5 times, okay? So we're glad to see you have a parent and that you're coming out. And if you have something to say to kids, because we have a big national program we're doing right now. It's called Keep Your Seat. That means keep your seat in the classroom for kids to get an education. Is school boring to you? It's not. And this is what I want both of y'all to say at the same time. I want you to say to all the kids across the country, keep your seat. Wait a minute. On cue. 1, 2, 3.
Keep your seat.
Thank you so much for being able to come onto our show and send that message across the air. What are you playing in next? Where can we see you guys at? Where?
You can
see us. Say that again.
At the Libero at Peter Pan.
In Santa Barbara.
Wow. Okay, and do you have a website?
We do not.
Okay. So how do people keep up with you? Just get lucky?
They can go on imdb.com.
Say that again, Mom.
They can go on imdb.com.
Okay.
And look them up, and they have sites there.
Okay. Mom, last question.
Yes.
When you were asked to come out here, what made you think that it might not be a bad idea?
I'd like to support grassroots organizations.
Okay.
And, you know, parents are very important and kids are very important, and we don't want to let any slip through the cracks. So anything we can do to help that.
Folks, and that was not a script that I gave her, and I know I'm a pretty good writer, but I couldn't have wrote that one, okay? Hey, I want to thank you guys again for coming on, okay, folks?
Oh, thank you.
See y'all later.
Us.
And enjoy yourself, because there's going to be some shows going on in a few minutes, okay? All right. Wait. Mom, can I get a picture?
Sure.
You sure?
Sure.
Can I get a picture, boys?
Not with me.
I'm going to take one. No, I need you too, Mom. Oh, come on.
Right,
get right
there.
All
right.
Okay, there we go. No, this is good. This is family, like I said, okay? Thank you so much, okay? And we really appreciate it. Bye. We're going to keep our seat, okay? Thank you very much, Mom. All right. Okie dokie. Great. Hey!
How
you doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Good. Come on in here. What is this?
They told me to write down.
Oh, you're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Uh-oh. Hi. How you doing? What's your name?
Heather.
Heather. What's your name? And what are y'all doing here? Oh, okay. Okay, good. Well, I am so glad that you guys are here. My name is Dr. Alan Brown, and you guys are taking part in our open house fundraiser. We are a nonprofit organization that's been around over 3 decades, but the reason why you haven't heard about us is because we're not out there trying to get everybody's attention. However, we are on a major campaign now to build a multi-purpose dinner theater, and I do a whole lot of writing and acting, but I haven't aspired to be on mainstream. But the reason why we're building that theater is because we're trying to create jobs for our young people coming out of the system and group homes and foster care agencies so that they can participate in a 2-year performing arts institution program that will help them be able to compete for jobs. And the only way you're going to build a multi-purpose theater that's going to cost about $50 million plus from what my architects are saying, you better pull out all the stops and have a massive capital campaign. And this is the first of many. So we decided to find out if there were celebrities.
Well, that's why we're here, because we heard about, flashbacks.
Yes.
We had heard about it, and it sounds like a really great idea. You know, it's from what I can tell, it's sort of a vocational thing. You know,
into a
line of work and something that they like.
Yeah, right? I mean, this theater is going to be really off the hook because it's built kind of like the Romans, where it's in an oval, so there's no bad seat in the house.
Okay.
It's also going to have a hydraulic stage, so it's not just two-dimensional, because it'll drop in the ground, change up, and then come back up.
Very cool.
And people are going to eat at the same time, which means we also will be having culinary arts. Okay? And for people who can appreciate the arts, they know what I'm talking about. You need to have the oohs and the ahs, and you really want to not only preserve the arts, but you'd like to help people generate jobs out of this.
So the food and there's going to be a whole different set of jobs for
absolutely. You've been there medieval times.
Absolutely, yeah.
Been medieval times. If you've been there once, you've been there 1,000 times. So the only difference here is we will be changing our performance every 3 months.
Right.
Because we're going to flashbacks is to look back into history of what has happened before, and then we're going to brag about it. Show America's greatness.
So it'll be a historical thing as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Because sometimes we need to be reminded of our greatness, because we can complain all day long.
Right.
Oh, this is what's wrong. That's what's wrong. And then people always talk about the good old days. So we're going to remind them of the good old days. And we'll take off with 4 primary themes, and you'll probably see a little trailer on it a little bit later. It'll take off into the 1920s when we were a tremendous industrial power. Then it'll move over to the 1950s. Well, the reason why we do the 1950s, I don't know if you kind of noticed this, but we ain't the same color. Although I've been in the war, so I know we bleed the same blood. But there was a time when we were divided culturally that was unbelievable. And
sure.
1950s changed all that. Why? Because rock and roll was introduced. And then white girls said, hey, we like black music. And that changed the whole revolution. Y'all know what I'm talking about, and I don't mince words.
Rock
we know
roll,
it, okay?
Rock and roll definitely brought people together, man.
Okay. And, you know, all the real staunch white folks said, no, that's not okay. They said, well, I guess so, since one of my granddaughters is now, you know, kind of. Anyway, we won't go there for now. But
change definitely scares the older folks.
And it does. But
change is always good. It's always good.
Without a doubt. Then we go into the 1960s, and we talk about all the great folks who did a lot of great things. Let me give you an idea. There was a guy, white guy, who said, you know what, at the end of this century, we're going to put a man on the moon. Well, unfortunately, he didn't live to see it. He got his head blew off. But, but it was a statement that pulled America together, and we did something.
He got the ball rolling,
okay?
On it, and
And the last quarter, we will do the hip hop. Why? Because hip hop is universal. I mean, I even kind of get into it a little bit, okay? Even though when you get my age, you know, they say black folks are born with soul. I cannot keep a beat to save my life, okay? So that's a myth, or anyway. But the point being, we are here today. our kids coming from group home, foster care, and probationary camps where they have been locked up, taken away. Group home kids, you got a lot of mingling with you today. I hope you can't identify them, but if you can, we'll work on that to give them more of a normal persona. But the reality is they got a different mom and daddy every day.
Right.
Imagine what that would be like.
Well, okay. I mean, growing up as an actor, I can relate to that. You know, I mean, I didn't really have specific parents, so to speak.
Yeah.
I did, but I was always gone. I was always working, and it was strange, you know, always having sort of a director that would take me under his wing. And then as soon as the movie was over, I was sort of passed off to somebody else, and
right.
you know, and I was always sort of collecting these parental figures.
Right. Right. Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, so I can relate to that, and it's good. It's a good thing, and it's also hard. It's hard for a kid, you know. The good that you get out of it is that you learn so many other cultures, and you know, rather than having one mindset that a parent, you know, puts on you, you take all this stuff in, and everyone wants to teach you something different. Of course, the downside of that is that as a kid, you really just want something solid to. To hold on to.
Well, I hope you folks are listening to that out there. This young man actually has had some experiences and a story to tell himself. I'm really glad that you're taking the time that you totally understand and can share with your audience that you know about where we're coming from. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I need to talk a little bit about your career.
Okay.
We've been talking about us and our stuff, and this is called Help Us Help You at the same time. What are you doing now in the industry?
Well, I just finished American Pie, Book of Love.
Really?
I was the lead in that. It'll be out December 22nd.
Okay.
And then I literally, last night was the last night on a movie called Fortress I just finished. I came straight from set to here. We picture wrapped on
that. Look at you!
We picture wrapped on that at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I jumped in the car and came straight here. So that's a World War II thing. You were talking about history.
Right.
And that's – period pieces are always a blast because it's – historically, it has to be accurate. Every last thing, down to the speech patterns, it, you know, you can't go changing lines because, you know, you got to slip a dude in there accidentally and it can ruin an entire movie. So.
Right. You've lost a sense of error. And because I'm a writer, I totally can appreciate what you're talking about.
See, it's tough for me because, you know, as an actor, sometimes you want to take things and kind of mold them and make them your own. But when it comes to period stuff, you kind of have to trust what's on the page and do that. But it was fun.
It sounds like
you put the wardrobe on and suddenly your shoulders kind of go back and you're there. You know, you don't need anything else. You go right into it.
This is a guy who is passionate about his work. There is no doubt about it. Some people do jobs because they're just trying to survive. But you can tell this young man, this dude, is doing this because he really enjoys the work that he's doing.
That's kind of, you know, we're talking about flashbacks, right? And that's sort of what I like about this idea is that we give these kids a chance to find out if that's something that they would enjoy too. You know, all these different aspects of the arts, you know.
You've done a lot of theater too then.
I grew up in film. I really haven't done much theater. But what it's about is, you know, you put them in this scenario where they get to try it out, you know, where they might have never had a chance to before. And they might like it, they might not. But if they do, you've suddenly, you know, created another artist in the world. You know, someone that can share their emotions and the things that they've gone through, and that might help 10 other people. So, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe they don't buy it. Maybe they want to be carpenters. But the ones that are artists and that love it, you know, you've given them that.
Well, and what flashbacks actually will do is just what you said. There are so many pieces that goes into a production, whether it be film or theater.
Right.
And because it's a dinner theater, also, we are talking about from the culinary arts to the hostess to the waitress to the prop design, costume design, wardrobe, makeup. And then you also are talking about the way that we advertise it, because I did mention Medieval Times. You have an industry that has to be marketed through the internet. So we're talking web design.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking literally marketing strategies that keeps it going. Yes, it will fuel the economy, but at the same time, we will be depending on tourism dollars. We don't want people to continue to want to go somewhere else. We want them to continue to come right back here to Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Okay?
So that's sort of my question then on flashbacks. So these kids will sort of circulate through and have a chance to try each of these sort of fields.
Yeah, we'll do what we call an intake and an assessment based off of their passions.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the average kid that you talk to, what do you want to be when you grow up, asking them that question, most of the time they'll say, okay, and then you go, well, what do you like? Nothing. Oh, yes, you do.
Right. Like computers,
and then you start throwing some things out there and they go, well, okay, I can get into that. Because literally one of our programs is an 8-week performing arts component that literally teaches them from the beginning concept first,
right,
going all the way through to a production.
That's,
whether they come
perfect.
From different gangs or what have you, it don't matter. At the end
so
of the
as
day, they're
as
produce.
They're going through, they get to see every aspect of
every,
it in sort of short bursts.
Yeah,
and they find which niche it is that
and
they.
That has been our success for over 30 years.
I love this idea.
This is the challenges that we have in order to make that work. Like I said, it's a capital campaign. And you're going to run into some folks who says, well, how much is money is going to make? I already did that part, too. Okay. But at the end of the day, you got to have something that means a lot more than money, because the money can come and go all the
right.
time. You've been in the industry for a minute. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
17
but
years
it's
now.
What you stand for. Okay. So it's going to take continued help from folks like you who, even if you just come and get on the air and people say, oh, yeah, hey, I like him. Oh, he's into it. Oh, I guess I'm into it now, too. Okay? You know, because we all have that monkey see, monkey do attitude.
Absolutely.
But hopefully at the end of the day, we choose our own path and it's something that we want to do. Excuse me, 1 second, okay? Excuse me, young lady, could you do me a favor? Say your name again. I'm Heather.
Nikki.
Nikki. My daughter's name is Nikki and I forgot. Tell that boy right there, we want that performing arts group to come in next. Okay? I'm sorry. This is family, y'all, so if it looks a little tacky, don't trip. Because that's how you do it, okay?
That's right. We're all
and
here.
And we got a lot of folks out here, and I don't want to miss nobody. Okay? Okay. All right. They're not all here? Okay. Okay. I'm gonna get them all. Okay. Jordan's next. Okay. Not yet. Not yet. Jordan's coming on, and Jordan is the starlet, and she's a piece of work, so I got to make sure I can prepare for her, okay? Get a little bit more coffee, get a sedative. I guess that's a speedball, so I shouldn't be doing that, okay? But nevertheless, I need to talk now also about the people that you hang out with, because
mm-hmm.
in order for us to do what we do, we need to hang around different folk. So we're
Absolutely.
Looking for people that might want to be on our board and help us really move this. But before I do, because I'm going to interview y'all real quick, okay? No. Did she say no?
I'm coming back. I got another one out there.
Oh, okay. I'm coming back. What about the other groupie? No, but why are you here? Just because, oh, you're the photographer. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he has a photographer, but she don't talk, so it's okay. But I'm just making sure you hear it, because it's the people who hang around him that helps him be solid of who he is. When the curtains close, it's you guys around him. You ever seen him in the day that, wait a minute, it didn't go right on the set? Or how about the space between, I need a new gig? Okay, the emotional roller coaster that he goes, I ain't trying to get you to
I think they know that one really well.
So I'm glad that you're here with him, and I can see you ain't aspiring to try to be in his shoes, because it ain't easy running your mouth and trying to get all in front of folks and people clicking cameras and stuff. But I need you to hear this. We've been working with kids for over 3 decades, but the real issue that I have a concern about now is just not just those children up to 18. Because once they're 18 and they are no longer a paycheck to anybody,
mm-hmm.
those kids become homeless. The statistic has shown that over 60% of those kids wind up on the street. They're either perpetrators of crimes or victims of crimes.
Right.
That's why Flashbacks is going to be built, because there is no money streams for them. And I can't say, well, let's go find a grant, because it ain't going to happen. But if I can set up a money stream where it can take care of itself, then everybody wins, because they need to get off the street and learn not just the skills, but our program will also teach them life skills.
Right.
So you need to know what this is all going to be about, because you've learned some social skills that has really helped you be the man that you are today. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know, I was very fortunate to have a sort of career and things that I was driven to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when I hit that age, I already had a very strong background, you know, and I knew what I wanted to do, and I already had that set up.
Right.
And it's got to be tough to have nothing, and you know, you come of age, and suddenly everyone says, well, you're legal now, you're an adult, and what does that
right.
mean, right? And you
what
go, well,
I
don't know what to do with that information.
Yeah.
Now what do I do? So, and again, that's, you know, that's what this program, that's what it's why it's brilliant. And sometimes, like you said, you can't go out and just say, well, let's get a grant. You know, that's wishful thinking. But invention is the way to solve things, you know, and you've come up with this idea.
That's what we're doing. You're hitting it on the nose. I don't know if you know about the nonprofit game, but for all you movie stars or rich people that may be out there, this is a tax write-off. And the only difference is you're circumventing where your dollars go. Instead of to go and have your monies tattooed on a bomb to go drop it on somebody who may not be the war that we want to fight, because we got a war here going on at home that we need to solve, okay?
Fix problems on the home front first.
Without a doubt, okay? And that's what we're talking about doing, because there's going to come a time where you're going to be old as me one day. And you want to know at the end of the day that you do something to give something back. Not just, hey, look at me. Look at how much stuff I did, you know? Although that'll be great, too, to tell your grandkids, okay?
Nah, I'm an actor. I got an ego, you know? I will be showing off my posters and whatnot.
Okay.
You know, no, absolutely. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the work is satisfying. And the work, for the actors that need to be actors, you know, because we have that thing that just makes us need to do it. That's all well and good, but at the end of the day, you have to look back and realize that you're also a good person, that you've done things that, you know, that have helped someone else or somehow changed something.
And you know, and that's coming across, that passion. Where can people find you at who want to know a little bit more about things that you're participating in?
If you go on, you know, IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, look up Bug Hall, you'll see all my stuff.
Say that
there.
Slower again for the, those old folks who are listening.
The Internet Movie Database.
Okay.
You can type my name in there, Bug Hall, B-U-G-H-A-L-L.
Is that your birth name?
It is, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ask your parents that they smoked pot before they
That was the time for it.
But it's a unique name, and it's very catchy. People don't have a problem finding it.
I love it. It's a big part of who I am. Growing up, and of course, when you're a kid, you know.
You got teased a lot, didn't you?
Okay. But when you get older, and you sort of own it, and you go, okay, this is who I am now. And it's memorable, you know.
Okay. This has been one of the most wonderful interviews that I've had.
Thank you.
But we are challenging you. This is not only an open house fundraiser, but we're looking to build a cadre of team that might be able to not only believe in what we do, but may help us with this cause. We're going to build this, but hopefully it doesn't become erected before I die. You know, then all of a sudden they name it after you, but you're too old to see it or you're gone. You know, no. This needs to happen, okay? You folk out there, you guys, I need you to tell them who you are again.
My name is Bug Hall. I was in the Little Rascals, Alfalfa.
He got a fan here, okay? So y'all got to grow with it.
But so this is Bug Hall telling you to, come down and help us out with this Flashbacks Performing Arts Center. And, you know, let's make this thing happen.
The last piece that I'm going to share you, we are also a part of a national organization that the president is really behind. It's a mentoring program. And there is a movement. When I was in Washington, D.C., and we were kind of going around in the White House and all that kind of good stuff, when they told me about this initiative, that they were going to start a capital campaign to let young people know it's important to keep your seat in the classroom, then they said, okay, now when you go back to L.A., you figure out what part you're going to play. So that's when I said, oh, I got it. Well, I perform anyway. So I'm going to do a radio show and create a bridge for kids to be able to talk from the East Coast to the West Coast. Okay? And that's kind of how this all came into play for the kids. Okay?
Right.
Now we got three different shows, because we got an old folks show for me and folks at my age, but we also have one called Grassroots T2Y, Talk to Youth. And the kids are now calling in on that station. But the slogan is, keep your seat. Don't give it up to gangbanging. Don't give it up to drugs. And don't give it up to sex out of wedlock, where babies will be having babies, okay? So I need you to do this one, make this one statement.
Okay.
I need you to end this conversation by saying, kids out there, keep your seat.
This is Bug Hall telling you kids out there to keep your seat.
And now you've heard it from Bug Hall and you folks at BBS Radio. We want to thank you guys for continuing to chime in. We're going to be continuing to air for another hour, and looks like 10 minutes, but I want to thank you again.
Thank
you, sir.
Enjoy
the festivities.
Thank you for having me. I will.
Enjoy the food. Oh, I need a picture. I gotta have a picture, okay? Wait a minute, are you charging me for this stuff? I gotta know.
Well, yeah, minimal. No, absolutely not.
Y'all should have saw my heart jump out of my face, okay? But this is a fundraiser.
I've been eating the free donuts, so,
oh,
you know,
really?
I at least,
he's trying to be like me. I'm a role model, too. Okay, alright, cool. Let me get this picture. I got one here. Okay, was that your good side?
I don't think I have one, but
okay. All right, I'm sure your fans may look at it different. Y'all want to take a picture with him too? All right, at least they're taking a picture because y'all don't have to talk. But I can put this on the movie part now, right? Okay, 1, 2, 3, beans, and gotcha. Thank you so much for coming on the air, and you folks will be able to see these images on our website. And you're listening to Showtime at Grassroots Talks. And I want to thank you guys again for coming on. Don't go nowhere. This show is being sponsored to you by Bank of America, California Credit Union. Uh-oh, here they come. Here they come. Come on in. All right. And, whoa, we ain't got enough seats for y'all, huh?
I know, right?
Can we do some stealing some seats for them or something? Get them all hooked up? Oh, my goodness.
How you doing?
Pull some of these up. I'm doing all right now that y'all done got in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who was we waiting for all this time? Who was late?
Oh, well. He was right here.
Oh, okay. Y'all put it off on the little guy. Okay, join up on the seats because y'all got to all be able to talk into this mic at the same time. How you doing? How you doing? Okay. Okay, now, this the deal. My name is Dr. Alan Brown, and you guys are at our building where we are doing a fundraiser because we work with Group Home and Foster Kids and Prime. Y'all know Prime?
Yeah.
Crystal?
Yeah.
She also has a nonprofit out in San Bernardino where they work with kids. Y'all know what at-risk kids are?
Yes.
What are they?
At-risk kids, at risk of some kind of maybe disease or at joining something that could be harmful to their health.
Absolutely. Man. Okay. You're a genius. Okay.
I try.
You know, when you are entertaining, you ain't supposed to be smart at the same time. You know that, don't you? Uh-oh. Okay. All right, before I get into this part, let me make sure y'all know where this is going.
All right.
There is a movement going on now across the nation. It's called Keep Your Seat. This is for children from the West Coast to the East Coast. Keep your seat in the classroom and don't be giving it up to gangbanging and drugs and having sex before you are old enough to assume the responsibility. Are y'all feeling that?
Yes. Yes.
Are you really feeling that?
Yes.
Okay. And the way that you can support that, because y'all know y'all got fans, right?
Yes.
And y'all need to be able to let the kids out there know that I need y'all to say it all at the same time. On three, keep your seat. 1, 2, 3.
Keep your seat.
Okay. And that's how y'all going to let the word go out, that y'all thinking that it's real serious, okay? Now, what's the name of the group?
Little Fresh Boys.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to go through an introduction from left to right so we know who's in the house. Holla.
I'm Cody.
Cody?
Yes.
How old are you, Cody?
I'm 12 years old.
And how do the fans know you instead of, you got a twin, huh?
Yes, I have a twin.
But they like you more, right?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, all right. You know, that's cool because you know something about twins is different than brothers. Twins is bonded. They really like, and they thicker than thieves, okay? But if brothers, they fight and they hate on each other all the time, okay?
Right.
All right, I'm glad to see you. What's your name, sir?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Najee.
Najee, you look older than everybody else.
Yeah, I'm 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, his voice is changing too. Okay. Last group we saw like that was who was that? What was that? The Jacksons, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Anybody ever told you about that? Yeah. I'm glad that you are here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And you think it's important for kids to keep their seat?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes,
why?
Because all that stuff just takes you in the wrong place at the wrong time.
At the wrong place at the wrong time.
So.
Well, when is gangbanging a good time?
Never.
Hello.
Never.
Okay. What's your name?
I'm Brody.
Oh, you're Brody.
I'm Cody.
You the cool one, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's the smart one, right?
No, okay, no. All right. And who's the oldest, though?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, by 20 seconds.
And who got the most girlfriends?
Him.
Really? And have you ever been scratching your head? Why y'all pick him? Y'all can't tell the difference.
No.
It don't matter, huh?
No.
Good. Okay, all right.
Personality.
Your ego's not beautiful. Oh, you don't have a personality?
I have personality.
Well, what's he talking about?
Different personality.
He's a little more shy and, like, laid back.
Oh, is that it? Oh, so
yeah,
you cool.
Okay.
You cool. Okay. Okay. I know I'm starting something. What's your name?
Oh, what's up? I'm Larry.
What's up? I'm Larry.
Yeah.
Is that your first name? What's up?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm Larry Jr. Van Buren.
Larry Jr. Van Buren.
Yeah.
That's a royal name, Van Buren, huh?
Oh, yeah. It comes from, like, German.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you German?
No, not at all.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, you think it's important for kids to keep their seat?
Oh, yes, I do.
Why?
Actually. I think it's important because, you know, I think school comes first after that because I'm a Christian, but I think school comes first because without your education, you really can't get anywhere in life. And I think gangbanging, like he said, leads you to the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's not good at all because if you're gangbanging at that one day and then something pops off and you get shot or something like that, that can affect right. your whole life and career.
Absolutely. You stung me this time.
Oh, by the way, I'm 13. Sorry.
You ever been on the radio?
No.
Really?
Yes.
You know what an MC is?
Yes.
You know what a disc jockey is? Ever heard that word?
No.
It's an old term.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, right.
Now I know.
Okay. Well, I'm a playwright. I run this organization,
mm-hmm.
but also I go on the radio. You know why? Because I get to continue to entertain. And I don't know if you ever thought about it, because we're looking for a youth to be a national spokesperson to talk to kids across the country. And that might be a great opportunity to continue to let the fans know that you're out here, but you stand for something at the end of the day. So when you leave out of here, you talk to your manager, you talk to your parents, and see if that's something that might not be a bad idea for you, okay? And then you come back and holler, boy.
Hi, okay? Thanks.
Now, so you was late, huh? What's up with that?
I had another performance.
Oh, okay. Then that's excusable. Okay. Okay. Cool. You want to watch for your birthday? Okay. All right. Cool. How old are you?
7.
Are you sure? What's your name?
TJ.
TJ. What does TJ stand for?
Thomas Jones.
You like Thomas Jones better or TJ? What?
Both.
Really? Okay. Cool. Now, do kids at 7 years old gangbang?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
I know some that want to be.
No.
Okay? But the reality is they ain't gangbang. They don't even know what it is, okay? That is, it's really cool and an honor to meet you. Have y'all performed yet?
Yes.
Did you perform out there yet?
No.
Are you going to?
Yes.
Listeners, I hope y'all heard that they are going to be performing out there. We're going to see if we can go ahead and chime into that mic out there. Is there another lady out there doing a radio show for us? Okay, we're going to work on that part, too. What's your name?
I'm Little King, and I'm 8 years old.
Well, the interesting part about this is the only youngster that suited up. What's up with the tie?
It means caution, I'm burning up.
Oh, okay. And how old are you?
I'm 8.
You did say that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But since I'm old, you understand what's going on here, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm 56. How many years older am I than you at 56? Yeah, go figure that one out. Okay? Especially if it's wrong. Look at him. He's checking it now. He's like making sure. Okay. Did you want to add this and make sure? Here. You want to add this? You need to see it on paper? Okay. I'm 56, and he said he's 8. So it's got to end with an even number, not an odd number. That's for sure. Okay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That's right. Okay. But he double checked it to make sure.
48.
Okay. Hey, you know what? It is such an honor to be able to meet you guys. I've been hearing a lot about you, and I got to really let you know, I probably don't listen to your music because I listen to the wave, and that's what old people do. Okay. However, one of these days, y'all going to get so mature that hopefully you don't continue to do the same songs 30 years from now, you know, except for a nostalgia party. But you'll continue to invent new songs, okay? And maybe write for some older people like me. Okay? That would be very interesting, okay? However, the Keeping Your Seat and this fundraiser, I need to tell you about it. We're going to build a theater, and that's going to be a multipurpose theater called Flashbacks. And the reason why we're doing it is because when kids, after they become 18 years old, they are not in the system. They are no longer a paycheck to the system. They wind up on the street, homeless, or they are perpetrators of crimes or victims of crimes. We want to stop that because the system don't pay for them kids no more. They might say that they do. They give a little trickle, but it ain't there. And I ain't out here begging. What I'm doing is letting the whole world know that in order to do something about it, what we're going to do is build this theater so it can create jobs, preserve the arts, but create jobs and train them young people how to make it. Now, in the arena here, we got a lot of group home and foster care kids mixed up with y'all. Y'all figured out who they are yet?
No.
Start here. I ran away 15 times before I was 15 years old. That meant I should have been in a group home, but they didn't have none for black folks in my days, okay? But it ain't a cool place to be half the time anyway, because the reality is you got a different mom and daddy every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every 8 hours, there's somebody else coming in to play mom and daddy, and they don't sit there and hug you. Y'all ever had y'all parents go, hold on, you on your way to school, or you getting ready to go on, but your face is dirty. You didn't wipe your face good, and your mama do the...
Yeah, that's the life of stuff.
But you know what that is? That's the love that a mama got for you that a group home parent is not gonna do. Your mama do it because she's like, look, you part of my shit anyway, so what? Okay? But our kids don't get that. So in order for y'all to really, at the end of the day, make great music, have wonderful fans, you still want to be there stood for something. At the end of the day. So that's why you guys were invited here, because I didn't want just anybody, and I was told that y'all were serious. I go, how serious can a group be that the oldest is 13 and the rest of them younger? Okay? Okay, I deserve to be checked here today, because now I'm recognizing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got a shy person who'll sit in the background, and he is well thought out. You got a guy here in the front who lets everybody know his opinion. You got a guy who's just burning up hot. You got somebody who is extremely popular. You got a mature young man who's helping keep this thing balanced and checked. And you got a wise man who's probably going to take my place one day. And I would be honored to see you wind up being one of the youth as a co-host on a radio show to be able to let kids know, hey, y'all can talk to me about anything. Let's go. Okay? But that would help your celebrity. So where your mom at?
My dad.
Where your manager at?
Right there,
right here.
Oh, you the manager. Hi, manager.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear what I said? About? Yeah. Okay. Okay. But I got to ask you, can I ask you a question on there? Okay, cool. I need you to come around and get to the mic. Come on. Come on. Yeah, get it right. There you go. There you go. What's it like working with these kids?
I think it's great. I mean, we have all these, I don't know if you told them, but a lot of these kids are on TV shows and commercials and movies. So they're not just little rappers or singers or whatever. They're like full out professional dancers. They get paid to dance. They get paid to act, do all of that. And to have these young voices to be able to talk about, to the other kids, you know, follow your dreams and no drugs and no gangs and to do all that, I think it's great.
You know what? So we glad y'all here. And guess what? Through a popular demand, I got to kick y'all off the air because they want y'all out there on the seat. Hey, so on three, keep your seat. One, two, three.
Keep your seat.
All right, go cut up, okay? Thank you. See you later, okay? Look forward to talking to you again, okay? Talk to you soon. Tell your mama what I said, okay? See you later. Thank you for coming. All right, bye now. All right? Folks, you guys just got through hearing some of the most extraordinary acts that's going to be coming along in a long time. Hello, ladies. What you got in your cheek? Where's mom? Is that mom? Great. Whoo, okay. Have a seat. Can you scoot that one back over for me? Thank you very much. Great. And as these young people get ready to get set up in their chairs, we're going to scoot a few things over. And I need some introductions. First, I need to know, who is that lady who tried to find her seat? What's your name?
Jordan.
Who's your friend?
Lily.
You're Lily? Oh, my God. You are so cool. What you eating?
Mint.
Mint? Okay. Mint. That is very good. Well, my name is Al Brown. They call me Showtime. Say hi, Showtime.
Hi, Showtime.
Okay, and I need y'all to scoot even closer together because y'all both going to be talking into that mic, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we are interviewing some of the most dynamic up-and-coming actresses that one day they're going to be listening to this show and they're going to laugh and remember how when they was little bitty kids, they came on the radio show. And then one day when they blew up and they received an Academy Award and they talk about all the good times they had, they're going to talk about this one too. How you doing today?
Good.
You're doing good. Is it a lot of people out there?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What they doing?
They're watching the show.
They're watching the show. Okay. Well, speaking of show, have you ever been on a show before or TV show? Really? What TV show did you go on? Did you go on Disney? You did? Can you say yes?
Yes.
You was on Disney, and did you go on a show too?
Mm-hmm.
What show did you go on?
I go on the Easter. What's it called, Mommy? Walmart.
Really? That is so cool. Was it fun?
Mm-hmm. And I got to eat candy.
They gave you candy?
Mm-hmm. And we had a found candy. My brother got so much candy that his basket holder cracked off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is it fun doing shows?
Yeah.
It is. Jordan, you've been on my radio show before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old are you, Jordan?
Five.
You're five? My goodness. And how old are you?
Five, too, except I lost three teeth at this. Since three, I'm just saying three because I have a wiggly tooth.
You have a wiggly tooth?
So two here and one wiggly tooth.
So the wiggly tooth, it's not going to be there in about a... How long will it take before it goes away?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe six.
What are you going to do with it if it comes out?
Put it on my... Put it in a bag and put it in my pillow.
And what happens when you put it under the pillow?
I get like dollars or a prize.
You get dollars or a prize. Wow. What kind of prizes do you get?
Like candy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, do you know why you're here today?
What?
Because we wanted to meet you. Because we know that you like to be in movies sometime, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know why we wanted you here, Jordan?
What?
Because we know that you are a performer and that you're going to continue being a performer, but we want to make sure that people know why you perform. Why do you perform? Because you like it and it's fun?
Fun.
It's fun? Do you like performing?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Why?
It's because it's really, really fun, and I wonder if it's a candy commercial that I get to eat candy.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Well, I got a question for you. Can I talk to the mom, too? Okay, great. Mom, please come around. How you doing? I want to... Thank you for your patience to come by. I think it's just so cool that you brought your daughter out. How? And your daughter's 5 years old?
Yes.
She's been in a few things?
Yeah. The Walmart commercial that she talked about, and she actually did a Doritos commercial for the Crush the Super Bowl contest.
Really? Do you think she likes it?
Yeah.
Whose idea was to put her in the screen into the business?
Well, she's been doing it since she's a baby. With my children, I have a son who's also seven. When I was...
And did you get candy too?
Yes. Okay, so for all your listeners out here, my children will work for candy.
I wasn't going to go there, but can I have one? Let's see if she's going to give it up. Okay. Where is she playing in anything now?
She's pretty much a commercial actress at her age. And
mm-hmm.
when my son started, he was 18 months and did a baby style catalog.
Uh-huh.
And at that age, we consider them props and not a lot of acting involved. And with my son, we always consider him a prop. And, you know, at any day he could, you know, raise his hand and say, I don't want to do this, Mom. And he actually ended up...
Really?
Yeah, he actually ended up doing an episode of House MD, and it was pretty an arduous experience where he had to be on set 6 days, and during the summer he wasn't allowed to be out in the sun and running and jumping and playing, so we thought, okay, this might be his last hurrah, and it actually went the other way. There was a 10-year-old
really?
Boy on the show who inspired Kyle, and Kyle was 5 at the time. So he learned how to behave on set from
mm-hmm.
the older boy. The older boy was his mentor.
Really? When you found out about this fundraiser, why did you decide to come out? Because you guys could have been doing a whole lot of other stuff.
It's a good cause, you know, and anything we can do to help the community and inspire other people, we're all for it.
We're honored that you have come out. As you know, many of our kids that have come that live in group homes, foster care, transitional housing, they really lack the social skills of knowing how to navigate through life. We have been in business since 1983. We became a nonprofit in 1988. And due to these budget cuts and because I'm really concerned about what happens when kids after they're 18, when they're no longer a paycheck to the system.
Right.
They either become perpetrators of crime or victims of crimes. Over 60% of them wind up on the streets. We got to do something about that. And since there's no money in it, because unfortunately, don't nobody seem to care as much. So what we're doing, we're building a theater called Flashbacks. It'll look at America's greatness because, you know, there's a power in the performing arts. But it'll be a two-year institution where they can live there, learn a craft to be able to compete for real jobs. But at the same time, they'll learn social skills to be able to really network.
Right. I agree. And that's one of the things that my son and daughter are benefiting from. They are very comfortable speaking in front of large crowds.
I noticed that.
They grew up. Having an audience.
Did they get that from mom?
No. I don't really know for sure if it was mom, but, you know, ever since they grew up with this, so, you know, at age 3 and 4, they're able to go into a room and talk to a casting director and shake the hand and give them the eye contact, which is a very important skill, especially when you're in
a move that you happen to come out here to support what we do.
I want to mention I have three adopted siblings who are part of the foster care system.
Oh!
Yes. Unfortunately, in a different state.
We're talking to somebody who actually knows what we're talking about here, what our kids are experiencing. Well,
right, that's...
Well, we got a little bit of clarity here on who belongs to who, but it's good to belong to somebody. I'm glad that you said that and that you can really appreciate what we're doing here with the kids. Again, I'm glad that you came out. As you can see, there's a few folks who have these quote-unquote titles of celebrity, but at the end of the day, we are folk, and we just all got to be able to take care of each other. And as you can see, we're not just putting our hands out. We're actually being able to say, hey, folks, help, okay?
Right.
So I'm glad that you are... they're calling me to come out and do a speaking now. So
well, great. Well, thanks so much for having us.
I'm glad that you, and for me interviewing you, okay, this is
You're
really
very
cool.
welcome.
Can you say your name again, please?
It's Kendra Silverstein.
Where can we find anything about her? She has a website or something?
Not a website yet. My son is at kyleredd.com, if you would like to see some of his work.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily, I am putting the website together myself, which is... So eventually you'll see very amateur via lilymay.com.
Really?
I'm pretty...
I'm low here. Give me a picture, please. Can I have a picture?
Of the girls?
Yeah. And all three of y'all, this is family photo. Turn around and... Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And find out when I'm supposed to be coming on, too, okay? So I won't miss that part. Uh-oh. Bye. Folks, you are on BBS Radio. We have been interviewing our youngest children, Jordan Butler, and now we're fixing to take it up a notch. And we have another interesting young man. I don't know. Are you a colonel?
Oh, no. No.
What's your name?
How you doing today? My name is Invincible.
Invincible?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Talk to me, Invincible. How you feel?
Oh, I feel great. I was just got done performing, doing a little performance.
Really?
It was beautiful.
Talk to us. Tell us what you do.
I'm actually a rap artist. Been doing it for quite a while. Been doing it since I was about 5 years old, and I'm 23 now.
Wow.
So
you've been in the business for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for, this is my life, so.
Okay,
I've been doing this.
And, you know, it's so important, you listeners out there, that young people have a focus and some goals, and this is one young man who I have no idea how you got into it, but apparently you developed a passion and you really are going to probably continue to do this.
Oh, yeah, and most definitely there ain't no quit in my drive. I'm very motivated. As far as doing the music thing, this is what
Where
I
are you
love.
From?
I'm originally, you know, I was born in Pomona, California, but I've lived all over the place. You know, mix of Inland Empire. Started my career actually all as well in Pomona.
Okay, raised with mom and dad.
Yeah, majority mom and dad and grandma.
Really,
yeah.
There's a group home from Pomona, and these kids have been in the system most of them almost all their lives. Okay, with no mom and daddy, a different mom and daddy every day. So it's just interesting that we have two different spectrums where these youngsters are hoping and dreaming. You've actually got to live some of your dreams. I'm really, really glad that you have come out. Who told you about this? How did you find out about this?
I actually heard about this through my aunt. She actually she helps out with I believe the foster kids, and mm-hmm. she helps out. So she told me about the event, and I thought that it was a positive movement just to be here.
Okay, we have a movement. It's a national movement now. We just came from Washington D.C. where we received a few little bit of recognition for some of the work that we do. And the movement now is for young people to keep their seat, to don't give it up to gangbanging, drugs, violence, or sex out of wedlocks. Are you still in that?
Yeah, most definitely, because I grew up, I guess you could say I kind of grew up around a lot of negativity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that positive guidance, then, I mean, it's so easy for you to, I guess, follow that route. And with music, it was kind of my outlet, and it really helped me to really have goals in life, and it was real positive.
If there's a message that you wanted to say to young people, because we have listeners across the country that are chiming into our radio show, what would you tell them about keeping their seat?
I would definitely tell them. I mean, the way I look at life in general is we only live one life. And it's so easy to be a dime a dozen. I mean, it's so easy to give up. It's so easy just to, you know, do negative. But, I mean, you just have to keep striving and, you know, I mean, with motivation and faith and I mean, like I said, really sky's the limits to what you can do.
What's your motivating factor?
I mean, really, my motivating factor, there's quite a few, but definitely God is one who keeps me going.
Hello. Okay,
and
that's a good start right there.
Yeah, so I mean, with God, I mean, I have a lot of faith, and I believe, I have a lot of belief, and also just, you know, the struggles of growing up as a kid, and I kind of want to, you know, would love to be a lot more successful as now as an adult.
So where are you going to be performing at next? Where can we hear more of your work?
You were basically I have a school tour lined up. Now, if you go to my MySpace page, you can see some of those dates.
All right, where they find you on MySpace?
Okay, well, I got quite a few. I got also a website, so you can check me out at asoldiernevardies.com. Also,
okay.
You can find me at www.myspace.com / OGINVINCEABLE. That's OG Invincible. Also, myspace.com/ A Soldier Never Dies.
A Soldier Never Dies. And what's your message that you're going to be sending out to the young people about keeping their seat? Gather yourself real quick, because I think that's going to be an important message. And so you only get that one shot, like 8 miles sometime, to motivate them to, you know, maybe take that corner or think about their move. What you going to tell them?
Almost definitely. I mean, just with struggle. I mean, if you're a young kid and you're struggling, growing up, I mean, you gotta really think about it. You wanna when you get older, you wanna be beneficial. I mean, you wanna be doing something positive. I mean, like I said, it's so easy just to give up. It's so easy to do the negative and do the wrong. But I mean, it's hard and it takes a lot of work to do right. And I mean, hard work does pay off. And with faith, I mean, with faith you can only prevail. So that's what I believe in. And I believe with faith, faith is everything.
Well, this is one of the strongest soldiers that you guys are going to hear that's in the rap game, that's actually standing for something instead of just falling for anything. I doubt you folks will hear that he's one of your stereotypical rappers that will sell or compromise themselves just to be able to lay down a track. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Oh, you went wrong. And the single that I have is, you know, The Soldier Never Dies, the
right.
whole... It's really about my cousin who was served as a Marine in the military, and also is dedicated to the fallen soldiers who served for our country. So that's my latest single, which features John B. And I mean, it's really a positive. I mean, it's a positive song. I mean,
this is unbelievable. I'm sorry for pausing you folks, but I'm sitting here looking at one of his flyers that's promoting what he's doing, and y'all really got to check this out. A Soldier Never Dies.com. Put the www in it first and really take the time to take a look at that. Anthony Vargas, is that right?
Yeah, Anthony Vargas was my cousin who passed away.
Wow. Y'all will learn a little bit more about who he is and what he stood for if you go there. And Henrietta Hahn, who is that?
That is that's my cousin. That's the mother of my cousin who passed away.
Okay.
And actually, Henrietta Hahn, she has an organization, which is the AnthonyVargas.org. And that's an organization that we set up with each sales of the single, CD single. I mean, we're taking proceeds and for care packages to the military.
Outstanding. Being a ex-veteran myself, well, how are you an ex-veteran? I fought in the Vietnam campaign and made it home. I didn't come home all the way right, and it took a while to get me together, so I can appreciate that. Now, I'm looking at this tour, major urban radio and internet radio campaign, and I guess we don't want them because BBS Radio is one of the largest, and we also are broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio. One of the other things is your tours taking you to Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Houston, New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. I think this is tremendous. Excuse me one second. I need you to do me a favor, okay? Could you do me a favor, please? There was a young man who just came in here and told me that it's my time to come on. Would you call him, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. No. You know, I talk all the time about there's a war going on, but it's not the war that's in Iraq. I'm talking about the war that's right here where our kids are having babies out of wedlock, where they're allowing themselves to be subjected to so much drugs that their judgment is being clouded. And the big one is this genocide called gangbanging.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that, okay?
Oh, no.
Darren Early is coming in here. I want to thank you for your time to be able to come out. I'm going to ask, would you stick around a little bit more? And I do hope that you continue this work because you're a real soldier, and I understand it now a lot better. For you to take out your time for our cause, it's an honor to have you in our show.
Thank you very much.
What's the message you want to say to the youngsters before you leave?
I mean, as far as the gangbanging thing, you touched a big point because I was kind of taking that kind of route, you know what I mean? And that's just a negative. It's a waste of life. It's a waste of time. I mean, basically, you don't get nothing out of it. I mean, you don't get nothing positive. I mean, what's there to gain from gangbanging? So just really take a, you know, take a few minutes of your time to realize that, I mean, there's a lot more in life to do than just gangbang. There's a lot more in life that's out there, a lot more positive. I mean, enjoy life. I mean, there's so much out there to experience. And I've learned, I mean, I've been a lot of different places, and I experienced a whole lot, and I'm not gangbanging. You know what I mean? I'm living beautiful, so.
Hey, that's a soldier that's fighting the real war. Again, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And that's you know, it was Colonel Barr, so you're a real leader in your community and for your family, but you got to keep it up, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you again for your time.
All right.
Folks, it's time for me to take a break. They need me to go outside. But I'm going to introduce you guys again to a voice that you've been hearing. Yeah, some of y'all think he's a mystery man because every time I talk about him, y'all like, well, where is he? Well, we're getting ready to bring him to you now. This is Darren Early.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the show. I'm sitting in for Showtime, and I got another guest here sitting right now that I'm going to have a chance to interview, definitely. And I'm stepping in for Mr. Brown. So what's happening is Showtime set me up with a nice young guest. Her name is Charisse Charles. She's been involved in commercials. She does children's plays. She's done a lot of different things. She also was a photo double for Bobby in Bedtime Story. She is 9 years old, and we're going to have a chance to talk to my friend Charisse Charles. Hi, Charisse, how are you?
Great.
Great, very good. Are you happy to be here today?
Yes.
Now, tell me something, Charisse, because I don't get a chance to do radio interviews and things like that. Have you ever done an interview before?
No, not at all.
This is our first time, both of us?
Yes.
So we're going to make some good things happen. Okay, good. Before we start, I always like to ask questions about, you know, some of your favorite stuff. So when you're not acting and doing all this beautiful stuff, what's some things that you just do that a nine-year-old does that you enjoy?
I like to play outside and play with my dog, Brownie. She was like $300, so I actually bought her with my own money.
That's a good investment. That's a very good keyboard.
Yeah, and we always have a lot of pets. We have chickens, a rooster, but we got rid of the rooster.
What happened to the rooster, Charisse?
It got so annoyed that we just needed to get rid of it because it was so annoying.
Waking everybody up in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of difficult. I can understand that. Tell me this. Now, do you live on a farm? Do you live? Where do you live where you can have all these different animals?
I just live in a cage in my normal house.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, now tell me this, Sharice. You're an actress, right? Now, why did you want to become an actress? How did you go about becoming an actress?
It's like when I was very little, I always wanted to be an actress. So I started in my first time acting. It's like I got so shy that I didn't say anything.
Wow. So how did you get over that shyness? What did you do the next time you went acting?
Next time I went to acting school, it's like I got a little bit used to it every time I get there.
Okay, now you're 9 years old now. How old were you when you started, when you did your first maybe commercial or first real acting, you know, outside of the class?
I don't know.
You don't know. You've been acting that long. You just are an old professional, huh? Very good. Now, I see on here that you did Zantac commercials and you were a photo double for Bobby in Bedtime Stories. Is that Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler? I love that movie. I love it. I have children at home. I have a daughter that's about your age. She's actually 8. She's 1 year younger than you. And she loved it, too. So she's going to be really excited that I had you. But tell me about that movie. What did you like most about being involved in that movie?
It's like I like to relax in it. And it's like I like to listen to Adam Sandler. He's very funny.
He's very funny. Did you get a chance to like interact with him a lot during the filming of the movie?
Yep, I used to hug him a lot in that place.
We are back in the house. We are back in the house with our special programming of the GRCN Open House here on BBS Radio. It's 2:45 Pacific Standard Time. Like I was saying before we went off the air, we had a couple of people in the house. I have my man Invincible that you can check him out at asoldiernevardies.com, asoldiernevardies.com. He's a positive hip hop artist, putting out some positive messages, doing assemblies at schools and places like that. Then we got my man Darren Early, that would be me, but with Bridge Builders Network, you can hit me up at www.bridgebuildersnetwork.com, or you can hit me with an email at Darren@bridgebuildersnetwork.com and just talk about some of the work that we're doing with students and teachers and adults and families throughout the Southern California and Western United States region. We also have the Lil Fresh Boys. Lil Fresh Boys. Those are the guys that I was telling you about earlier that came there. They're like the 2009, 2010 version of New Edition. So we got Cody, Najee, Brody, Larry, Lil King, and TJ doing their thing with their hit single, Rock the Mic. They were.
All right, you guys, the part that you missed was we had to go out there and pass out some acknowledgments to the people who have supported us. That's why we put Darren earlier here, because he don't do nothing, okay? quite to the contrary, as you know, in order to continue to move forward, you got to be surrounded by folks so that anybody is able to step up. I want to thank Darren Early to be able to fill in my shoes.
My pleasure, Showtime.
No doubt about it. I have another young man. Well, at least wanted to say hello and speak to you folks out there before I close out for the day. Say your name, sir.
My name is Paul.
Okay, Paul. How long you been in group homes?
I've been in at least 3 group homes at least.
Okay, and how old are you?
16.
Okay, when you get through being in group homes, where are you going?
I'm planning on becoming a police officer.
Is that right?
In Riverside.
You know, that's not very popular for kids in group homes. They don't want to hear that.
I know.
Why are you doing that?
Because I wanted to become a cop ever since I was little.
Is that right?
Yes.
My goodness. Outstanding. That sounds like you're going to stand for something. What do you think about the event that we've had today?
It was okay.
It was okay? You helped produce a radio show. You'd have met all these movie stars and all you say is okay? All right. Come on, man. Was it a little bit better than okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Can you stick around, too?
Yeah.
Say something about keeping your seat. Can you tell these youngsters to keep your seat?
My name is Paul Willis, and I say stay in your seat.
Excellent. So you are from Paul Williams. I want to thank Paul Williams for having the courage to step up. Willis, for stepping up to be on the radio. Paul Willis?
Yes.
Paul Willis?
Yes.
Paul Willis said three times. We might remember it. Paul Willis, thank you very much again for your time, okay?
Right.
All right, we're going to move on here because it looks like our host, VBS Radio, who is helping sponsor this particular show, has said we can stay on just a little bit longer. So, you youngsters, I need y'all to pile on up in here because I need to holler at you, okay? All right, let's start from left to right so we can find out who we got. I want you folks to fasten your seatbelt because we got celebrities in the house. What's your name, boy?
Hi, my name is Kyle Thurston.
Really? How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
You a movie star?
Yeah.
Oh, and he ain't bashful either. Okay. Well, we're going to find out how come he think he a movie star in a minute. What's your name, boy?
Hello, my name is Paul Butler, and I'm 8 years old.
Paul Butler, I'm 8 years old, and I'm a movie star too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot of people say they're movie stars. Let me guess, you a movie star too, right?
Uh-huh.
Really? What's your name?
Cody Hamilton.
Oh, you Cody Hamilton? Oh, yeah, I recognize you. I've been a fan of yours all my life. Y'all should see the way this boy looking at me. Yeah, I'm 56 years old. You've been around a while, right?
Yes.
Yes, you did. You did a house thing?
I did a house movie.
Really? Who tied your tie?
What?
Who tied your tie?
Or
is that a clip-on?
Clip-on.
It's a clip-on? Really? It don't look like one. That's pretty good. That's slick. Clip-ons just make it easy for those who want to be dressed up and get on the go. So that's all right with me. Now, what have you played in?
I've played in a...
Okay.
Rydell.
Really?
He's our dance club.
Wow. You are amazing. So now you're going to have a website. We know how to find you. And... have you practiced your autograph?
Yes, I have.
Where's your mama at? Hey, Mom. Can I have his autograph? How much it cost me?
Three. We'll donate
it. Okay. I need your autograph, young.
Yes, mine. Okay.
You sure?
Even hip-hop, and you can see me do the little hip-hop moves.
You do hip-hop moves?
Yeah.
Did you see them out there entertaining?
Yeah.
You can do that better, huh? Yeah, I know it. Okay. Wow. Do you really?
No, but I do lots of dancing.
A lot of dancing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Us three do dance class, and the teacher's really good. She goes, like, different songs each time, and she gets... the rhythm also a lot.
Wow. You know, I can't get over it. You are sharp. Nice little pinstripe coat. I mean, my goodness, okay?
My mom made me have to do
it. Did she? She knows how to put some class in you. But you know what, you guys? I have to tell you, I'm really kind of not cool with you guys. You want to know why? You want to know why?
Why?
Because you guys have hair. And I don't, and I'm jealous. Oh my God!
Well, you're bald. You should get this like commercial. You should look at the commercials now.
Okay. Okay.
They have like lots of things where you can get hair.
I need you guys to know something. It's so exciting that you guys are on the air. The question that I have, when you guys grow up, are y'all still going to be friends?
Yep.
Really?
We're gonna meet each other each day to go to, like, a meeting or something.
Okay. Do you guys know what improv is? You ever heard the word improv?
Improv is where you do, like, acting and where you, do this kind of games. Like, I've been in improv, and there's this game called Bus Driver, and whenever a person says the secret word that a person has, they have to go and excuse themselves.
Part of improv. So this is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to improv something. Ready? That means I don't have a script for you, but I need y'all to say something to all the kids across the country, okay? First, say your name again.
Hi, my name is Kyle Thurstein.
Say your name again.
Paul Butler.
Okay, and your name again?
Cody Hamilton.
And all of you guys on three, I need you to say keep your seat. On three. One, two, three.
Keep your seat.
All right, kids across the country, you guys have heard it. It's very important that you keep your seat. Can I have a picture of you guys now? First, let me ask Mom. You sure it's okay? All right. I need y'all to put the faces together. Okay? And thank you very much. And you good? One more time. Let me get one more. Oh, I got the mic in y'all. No, that ain't working. It made it look like you got a big nose. That was the laughter that I wanted. Oh, my God. That was so cool. I want to thank you guys again, okay? All right. Cool. No, 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 I'm not worried about that. That's good, but you erased it, though. That was cool. Okay.
No,
I thank you for the good luck, okay? That was so cool. Hi. Okay, we're going off the air now, you guys. I want to thank you listeners for listening to Grassroots Radio and for our engineers down at grassrootsradio.com at BBS Radio, our station that put this all together. Our engineer, I believe we had Seth today. And good work. Way to keep it up. We'll look forward to our Sunday night show on Grassroots Radio, Grassroots Talks at 8 p.m. And I want to thank you actors and the moms who step up and be real parents. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Nice working with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.